Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Saturday, June 8th, is time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Sale, Woodward, Oklahoma, home of the Gold Seekers. There will be 55 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, and all started riding. There will be 70 geldings, and also in the offering are Stallion Prospects by Metallic Cat, One Time Pepto, Little Cat Olena, Sandman, High Drive Cat, Cat's Murata, Smart Boons, and Spots Hot. They will also have some Futurity Prospects by Pepto Boonsball, One Time Pepto, Sandman, and He's Right On. If it's a mare you're looking for, there are Daughters of Pepto Boonsball, Streak of Fling, Patty's Irish Whiskey, Duel Ray, One Time Pepto, and Rhinestone Bartender. There will be several rope horse prospects, many of which are eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational. Come enjoy the weekend and also take in the PRCA Woodward Elks Rodeo. The catalog of horses can be viewed on their Facebook page at Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call Renee at 580-256-6666 or 580-515-3133.
Well, the cattle futures slid a little bit here on the live cattle. We did rally back some on feeder cattle following Friday's market getting crushed into the close. But live cattle in June were down the weakest across the board, with June down $1.67 at 106.80, 27 points off of their lows. August were down 20 at 102.87, that's about 40 off their lows. Feeder cattle were able to hold it together, with August up 57 at 133.70. Initially, at the open this morning, they surged higher and went nearly $2.50 higher at one point, but then ended up being about 57 higher and roughly $1.25 off of the low earlier in the day. Box beef at midday was slightly lower, but nothing really too surprising. Down 4 cents on choice at 223.17. Select was down 53 cents. Feeder cattle index is 133.05, which is right in line with the August at 133.70. Beef packer margins here were about 177.25. Packer is a positive $3.25. A lot going on around the world. We've got the African swine fever, of course, now in North and South Korea, or North Korea. We see that China has given incentive to the ag sector here. They're going to subsidize their loans or put some sort of guarantee to expand the sow herd over there in China.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Make plans to attend the Chris Black 18th Annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 8th to 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, featuring 375 head of AI-bred fall-calving heifers and cows, along with 25 20- to 24-month-old stout herd bull prospects, which are ready to go to work. Most breeds will be represented in volume. For a sale catalog, videos, and sale information, go to blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0712.
Today's grain action was mixed here. We had the wheat was the strongest contract. Kansas City, 13 to 14 cents higher. Chicago, about 16 to 17 cents higher. There are some problems here. We've got weather forecast across the southern plains, and harvest is delayed. And we've also got some dryness over there in eastern Europe, which includes Russia and the Ukraine, maybe limiting their yield potential a touch. There's also talk of their grain stocks in Russia are lower than they were last year. Wheat is estimated to be about 33% lower than where we were last year, and then all grains about 25%. So a little bit of tightness there is their export market has really picked up, and that's what we had rally in the wheat today. Now beans were a little less fortunate, unchanged here. Corn ended up down 3 to 4 cents. We have a crop progress report this afternoon, which the estimates are showing somewhere around 70% of the corn crop planted here, estimates anywhere from 70 to 73. And then soybeans, somewhere around 43 or so percent planted there on the soybeans. And now that's the estimate. The report actually comes out at about 3 p.m. Central Time. So a lot going on around the world here. The outside market, the Dow Jones and S&P are both lower. Crude oil is currently down about 70 cents and natural gas down about 4 to 5. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.